Like any Yankee born in New York and raised north of the Mason-Dixon, my immediate and stereotypical impression of Texas is a cowboy, and by extension, the hats they wear. So who better to talk to about what makes Texas so Texas-y than a maker of that universal symbol?
Basically, this is the shop right here.
Yeah.
Stick this hat in there upside down, and then we'll press it.
That's Cameron Morris. He's the owner of Standard Hat Works here in Waco. On the day we talked, Morris showed me the hat-making process, from sizing to get a nice snug fit, to shaping, which gives a hat that iconic bend. For the 37-year-old hat maker, Texas is the only place for him.
The only way you're getting me out of Texas is in a pine box. I mean, I've been here my whole life, and I love it. Wouldn't live anywhere else.
Texans, Morris tells me, have their own character and attitudes, even their own form of punctuality.
People in Texas just kind of... just a little bit slower. If we get there 5 minutes late, it's all right. You know, 10 minutes late, it's okay.
During my nearly 4 years in Texas, I've definitely come to understand there's a slower pace here. People talk more gradually, and time is based on Texas minutes. But before I moved to the Lone Star State, I definitely had some preconceived notions about what it was like.
Wide expanses and gunslinging, you know, longhorns.
A truck or two. Cowboy boots every day. Hats.
Very boastful. Arrogant, loud, rowdy, everybody rides a horse and wears a cowboy hat, chews tobacco.
Western movies.
Those are my friends, Sammy Starr, Mike Stanley, and Patrick Lenz. They all moved to Texas like I did. And like myself, they all had a certain understanding of Texas before they got here. While their preconceptions may seem a little harsh, they're not too far off, at least in some respects. While we like to think of modern Texas as more than one big ranch, the state's leading industry is still agriculture, and it leads the nation in cattle production. That adds up to roughly $10.5 billion annually in cattle alone. The United States Department of Agriculture even estimates that Texas has close to 12 million heads of cattle this year, the most of any state in the country. So maybe that's what's perpetuated the Texas cowboy folklore. With that many cattle, cowboys are just, well, they're just needed. But Texas and the people living here are much more than that. There's a unique identity to Texans. It seems, in part, to be a balancing act between unwavering state pride and overzealous braggadocio. And all of that's got me wondering.
What does it take to be a good Texan? You got to come to Texas, and you got to love Texas, and you got to say, I'm a Texan, right? That doesn't necessarily mean wearing a cowboy hat, and I don't mean you have to be an arrogant fool. But there is a certain, maybe even swagger, to that.
That's Ashley Cruz Turner, a history professor at McLennan Community College. He adds that to be a good Texan, you also have to buy into some of the Texas attitude and mythology, which, of course, includes good old Southern hospitality.
Being a Texan, I think, is probably more of a state of mind than it is any set of actual distinctives in terms of physical appearance or anything like that.
Before I moved to Texas, I imagined the state as mostly white picket-fenced farmland, where your nearest neighbor is miles away and you ride into town in a beat-up F-150 on farm-to-market roads. But in actuality, nearly 43% of the state's population, that's roughly 11.8 million people, lives in urban metropolitan areas like Harris and Dallas counties. So in the same breath that Texas confirms some of those outside notions of what it's like to live here, it also denies them. What I've found in my time here is that Texas is like that oft-quoted passage from John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie in Search of America, here voiced by my editor.
For all its enormous range of space, climate, and physical appearance, and for all the internal squabbles, contentions, and strivings, Texas has a tight cohesiveness, perhaps stronger than any other section of America. Rich, poor, panhandle, gulf, city, country, Texas is the obsession, the proper study, and the passionate possession of all Texans.
That larger-than-life, yet quaint sensibility, I think, is what keeps the mythos of Texas alive. It's passed on from generation to generation, enshrined through state-mandated Texas history courses and the Texas Pledge. It's threaded into the fabric of Texas and who Texans are. And although you don't necessarily need to wear a cowboy hat to be considered a Texan, that's certainly one way to do it.